Now, December 1st is World AIDS Day. And while the spread of AIDS is becoming increasingly difficult to contain in some parts of the world, figures show that in the Czech Republic it's a fairly sheltered country in this respect. To date, 807 people are registered HIV positive, 76 are AIDS sufferers, and 118 people have succumbed to the disease. But do these statistics reflect the real picture, or merely the tip of the iceberg? Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Although the official figures suggest that the Czech Republic has little cause for concern, AIDS experts are cautious in their estimates. Few young people use condoms, testing is not widespread, and the number of HIV-infected people could actually be much higher. Mirek Hlavatý, who heads the Lighthouse Shelter for AIDS Patients, says that many Czechs no longer feel threatened.
Největší boom u nás bylo v roce 96, kdy opravdu viděli jsme pár let
nazpátky. The AIDS information boom hit us in the 90s. We saw Freddie Mercury die of AIDS and everyone was talking about it. But today young people seem to have pushed it to the back of their minds because you don't hear a great deal said about it in this country. Visit the Scandinavian states and you'll see hundreds of billboards relating to AIDS. Here there's no such thing, mainly because finances are in short supply. Consequently, many young Czechs don't consider AIDS to be a problem that concerns them.
U nás mladý člověk moc velký problém v HIV nevidí.
In addition to the health risk this information void presents, it has another important side effect, a widespread lack of tolerance and sympathy for people who are HIV positive. The Family Planning Association regularly visits schools for informal debates about the threat of AIDS and safe sex. Peer activities are said to be the most effective in this respect, and students are encouraged to take the initiative in spreading the word. Here is an amateur recording made by secondary school students who polled elderly people in the street about how the HIV virus is transmitted.
No, pohlavní styk, pak to může být, to chytit někde na veřejném záchodku.
You can get it by having sex, or even in public toilets.
Možná líbáním, tak je plno způsobů, jak je možnost to dostat.
I think you can get it by kissing. There's lots of ways to get it, and it's nothing pleasant. Very contagious. They say plenty of people have it, and there are many collections to help those who do. I suppose one shouldn't feel sorry for them, really. But one does, because some of them may have got it quite by chance. It's a very serious problem.
You get it by doing what the older people don't do anymore. I know young people need to, but they shouldn't go with just anyone.
It's most frequently transmitted through sex, but you can also get it through physical contact. Those are the main dangers.
It would be misleading to suggest that this appalling lack of information is widespread among young people. Most young and middle-aged respondents gave more or less the correct answer. But the opinion poll indicates what is at the root of the lack of tolerance to HIV and AIDS sufferers. Mirek Hlavatý says that this intolerance prevents many HIV-infected people from helping to spread the word.
Bylo by to dobré, ale vlezte dneska před tuhletu kameru.
It would help if more people were willing to come forward and tell their story. But try going on camera and saying you're gay and HIV positive. The minute you do, your life is over. In this country, that's how it is.
Tím pro vás život končí. Naší společnosti bohužel.
Mirek Hlavatý says he fears that the time is not far off when each one of us will personally know someone who has AIDS.
Celou dobu jsme se třásli to, co nám přilítne ze západu.
At first we feared what the West might bring. Now we fear what could hit us from the East. The statistics from Russia and Ukraine speak of hundreds of thousands of HIV-infected people. And we're caught in the middle. There is no question about it. An AIDS boom will happen sooner or later.
Věřte tomu, že tyhle ty čísla, jednou to boom přijde.
Since the level of tolerance is low, shelters such as the Lighthouse are extremely important, as is HIV testing for free. Unfortunately, money is short. Sex therapist Radim Uzel from the Family Planning Association says the stigma attached to AIDS makes sponsors very hard to find.
in Czech Republic we have a very, very big problem with obtaining some domestic resources, financial resources for our activities. In Western European countries, it's very popular to put some money for non-governmental organization. In Czech Republic, it's possible to sponsor only sport activities and football and hockey teams and so on. But when we ask some rich people or some enterprises or so on for support of our activities, it's not successful because it's something bad, and these activities is not for normal people.
Radim Uzel, ending that report by Daniela Lazarova.